The group that oversees high school sports in Arizona recently decided to allow year-round training, meaning specific sports aren't just for one season anymore. The decision from the Arizona Interscholastic Association goes into effect on July 1st. For more on what it means, I'm joined by Dr. Javier Cardenas, director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. He's also chair of the Sport Medical Advisory Committee to the AIA and a committee member for the Sport Medical Advisory Committee to the National Federation of State High School Associations. And Javier, am I right to assume you had some input on this new rule?
Yes. So this information was presented to the Sport Medical Advisory Committee, which is a committee made up of healthcare providers from throughout the state and of multiple institutions. When this was presented to us, we clearly saw that this was going to be a very difficult situation. And the reason is we are all concerned from a health perspective of overuse injuries. In fact, there is a national movement to avoid sports specialization because of overuse injuries. If you play the same sport year-round, you are at greater risk for these overuse injuries.
Are you not at the same kind of risk? For example, if you play soccer in one season and track and field in the other, I mean, it seems to me you could still have a knee injury in either, right?
You can. And actually, so multi-sport athletes are not immune from injury by any means, especially if they suffer one injury in one sport and then they aggravate it in another sport. However, because the movements tend to be different from sport to sport, so for example, basketball, you're obviously jumping a lot and landing a lot, so that can be a different mechanism of injury for your knee versus track when you're running. Versus football when you're hitting, and you can suffer various types of injuries in those sports. So indeed, you can be susceptible as a multi-sport athlete. However, you tend to be less likely to these overuse injuries that we see if you do only one sport year-round.
So do you think it's a good idea then that high school sports should be allowed to have year-round training?
Well, so this is the challenge. Indeed, we are worried about overuse injuries. However, the other part of this is that many of these youth athletes are participating in year-round activities outside of high school athletics, and they do this many times in club sports. And the challenge there is many. In fact, as you know, the AIA has a great number of rules that have come out of Arizona and been adopted nationally, especially when it comes to things like concussion, in which all AIA coaches, athletes, and member schools have to abide. And once they go out into the club world, then they're no longer restricted by a number of these rules and activities, including things like concussion. And so while it is somewhat of a lose-lose situation, we felt that from a health perspective, the athletes, so long as they're participating in AIA school sports, are still going to fall under those health and safety rules that we've implemented. They're still going to be coached by those coaches that have requirements for safety and health, including an annual concussion education. And they might actually have greater access to athletic trainers at their school because many schools have athletic trainers, but many club programs do not.
It kind of sounds like you were choosing in this case between the lesser of two not terrific options.
Absolutely.
How do you try to make sure that in a sport like soccer or a sport like football, if athletes are going to be playing this year-round potentially now, you obviously specialize, among other things, in concussions. It seems like if somebody is going to be playing football year-round, that just greatly increases the opportunity for them to hit their head against something and get themselves a concussion.
There's no question about that. So fortunately, there are provisions that limit the contact associated with football to the season only.
On a kind of philosophical level, are you concerned at all about athletes who maybe play sports in different seasons, maybe pressure to pick one over the other and worry or not enjoy it as much because they're not able to do the other sport that they maybe enjoy also?
Yes, outside of the physical health, we are indeed worried about the psychological health of an athlete in which there can be pressure from either coaches or teammates to, continue this kind of practice year-round. Also, we're worried about burnout. While we're trying to keep kids engaged in healthy physical activity, when we have them participate in the same sport year-round, then they might end up burning out and not participate ever again. And we definitely don't want that.
What do you try to do about that? How do you try to prevent it?
Well, so there are a couple things. In fact, the National Federation of High School Associations put together something called the Essentials Initiative, which is to address this issue of single sport specialty, and that is making sure that all activities are student-centered, that we also empower the athlete to take control of their health, such as reporting injuries, that we make sure that they remain committed to their academics and not to their sports. We also want to communicate to the coaches that now that they are going to have this opportunity, that they recognize and emphasize their role as an educator, because they still have that opportunity to influence the increased academic performance that is required to participate during the season. They can now do that in the off season. Also, to recognize those signs of burnout, to recognize those signs of injury.
Dr. Javier Cardenas is the director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute and chair of the Sport Medical Advisory Committee to the Arizona Interscholastic Association.